The head pro out there. Norm Harris will join us from criticalgolf.com. If you really want to know what a product is like and you don't want to go by the magazine ad and what writer told them it was great, then you want to check out criticalgolf.com. They are honest about the products and they buy them all. A great interview and a great website for you golf fans. And Alan DeBoer will join us. Hey, but right now, let's head to the Outback Steakhouse hotline, where all of our guests join us on The Golf Show.
It's always fresh in the Outback. Incredible happy hour specials and steaks the way you want them.
Joining us on the Outback Steakhouse hotline is Norm Harris, founder and co-editor of Critical Golf, something I stumbled across on Twitter. And that's the great thing about social media now for everybody is you make new contacts all the time. But Norm is from Critical Golf, and exactly as it sounds, Norm, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how Critical Golf came to be.
Sure, absolutely. Happy to be with you today. So we started Critical Golf probably a few years ago, and really the genesis was that we weren't very satisfied with reviews that we saw in either print magazines or online, and we were looking for something that was a comprehensive site, unbiased in nature, so didn't take advertising dollars or free products, and would provide us a ranking of, really what the best products on the market are. We see a lot of reviews all the time in different areas, and you really see people getting, it's always 5 out of 5 stars. Nobody has anything but nice things to say about the products, but we wanted something that really, dove into the details and gave an honest review. So that's how it all started.
So before you became Critical Golf, had you bought a few things that you thought, wow, you read a review and it was great and you got it home and you're like, wow, this is not good? Because I'll tell you, I am the golf industry's favorite person. I watch the Golf Channel. My wife is a little bit annoyed that like half of our 1,000-square-foot condo is taken up with golf things I've bought and off the internet.
Absolutely.
So did that happen to you and were you kind of got frustrated like, wow, this is not even close?
There's just so much information out there, and when you make a decision, depending on what you're purchasing, it can be quite an investment. So we put a lot of dollars in to say, I remember buying my first laser rangefinder, for example, right? And it was a handful of $100. It's a lot of money to spend. And when you go online, it's difficult to sift through all the information and really be comfortable that, you're going to be happy with what you get in the end. So that's really where it started.
I'd imagine there are some people, and it must be awkward sometimes where you do get a product and you have to give it a bad rating, but that is the gig. How do you get the products? Do you guys buy them, or do companies ship them out for you to try? Is it just you guys that rate them solely?
Yeah, good questions. So for the most part, we purchase all of the items that we review, and the same goes actually, we've introduced a golf course resort review category as well. So we actually pay full fare and show up just like any other guest at the resort, so they don't even know we're part of Critical Golf. So it really keeps it as unbiased as possible. And you realize, and you can see this in other reviews, people say at the bottom, oh, lodging provided by or equipment provided by, and you just kind of know inside that it's influenced things in one way or the other. So it's so by kind of taking a stepping back a little bit, we can have a more unbiased look at all the equipment and just tell it really how it is. So it's myself. I have a co-editor as well. And if we were to run into you on the golf course, we would probably share some of the devices with you if you're interested in trying something out. So we get feedback from anybody that we play with on a given weekend. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, very excellent. Norm Harris is the founder and co-editor of Critical Golf. You can find them online at criticalgolf.com. If there's one product, what's the one item or product that people ask you about the most when they find out what you do? Is it a club? Is it a gadget? What's that one thing that people really want to know about?
Well, lately it's been a lot of the golf GPS watches, which aren't so common yet, but when people see us checking the time, maybe we're standing on the tee box and we keep looking at our watch and they're wondering what on earth we're doing. We're actually checking out some of the distances. So that usually strikes up a conversation with who we're playing with. And we're seeing more and more of those watches have come on the market last year and this year as well. And they're a great form factor, easy to use, really make it accessible to a lot of players.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that because that's, it's funny. That's something that I'm looking into purchasing this year. And I think a lot of people can get away with, you know, the high handicapper, they can get away with just having the front, middle, back. They don't need to know that the pin is 172 yards in the back left corner and things like that, because it really slows it down. But which for you is the best watch out there for the value, for the price, and which is maybe one that you would advise golfers that, you know what, this is maybe not ready for you yet, or you should pass on this one?
Sure. Well, some of the ones that we like are the Garmin Approach series of watches. Right now, they've got the S1, the S2, and the S3, and each one increases in the type of functionality that are offered. The S2, we're in the process of reviewing right now, so our review will be up fairly shortly. The S3, it's a very nice watch. It'll give you, it'll actually give you near center far. So relative to your position on the course, you don't have to be dead center of the fairway, but if you're off on one side, you can actually get distances to the nearest point on the green, center, and far point of the green relative to where you're standing. So it's not fixed front, center, back positions on the green, which is a nice benefit to have. They're very easy to use. There's a touch screen, so you can actually place the pin on a little image of the green and get slightly more accurate distances to where the flag stick is. So these are all great features. One of the ones that we had some difficulty with was the Motorola Moto Active, which comes with a golf edition, kind of like an add-on that you can purchase for the watch. And some of the main issues we had with this watch were really that it's all user-based mapping, so it kind of, you know, you never know quite what you're going to get. It wasn't mapped by the company themselves, but users do the mapping. So in some cases, we found, you know, mismapped front centers and backs of greens, right? That the back would be mapped at the incorrect point and it'd be off by X number of yardages. So things like that make you quickly lose confidence in the device.
Mm-hmm. Something that's kind of new on the golf scene in the last couple of years is the laser and rangefinder kind of combination. Do you find that those are as accurate as the ones that are separate on their own?
Yeah, they really are. So you take the Bushnell Hybrid, for example, and it's really a combination of some of Bushnell's other lasers that they've had in the past, along with their Neo Plus golf GPS device. So you get distances to front, center, back. You get a number of hazards on each hole. And then if you want to switch over and use laser to give you more accurate distances to the flagstick, you can do that immediately. And it makes it very nice to have it all in one package. It's a bit bulkier than some of the other lasers, but again, you've got everything in one place. So if you're somebody who's thinking, gosh, do I want a laser? Do I want a GPS? This might be the route to go. You get both in just one package.
Very interesting. As far as training aids out there, what's a training aid that you guys think really fits the bill for somebody out there?
Yeah, good question. So far we've reviewed one. We're taking a look at some of the swing analysis training aids. So we've taken a look at the Swing Bite so far, and there's a lot of others on the market. There's the 3 Bays GSA, the Sky Caddy Sky Pro is coming out. And then one that I would tell everybody to look at, and to be honest, we've already put one on order, so hopefully we'll get it soon. It's from a company called Game Golf, and it basically breaks down your statistics as you play. So you pull a club, it keeps track of what club you've pulled, your club distances, and how you're performing during the round, and you can go back and take a look at your performance afterwards. It looks like a fantastic tool.
So that's something where you, you know, you pull out a 7-iron. Do you input that you hit a 7-iron on a particular?
No, that's the this is the great thing. So they're doing something actually that Sky Caddy, or actually Sky Golf, the makers of the Sky Caddy GPS devices, had announced a number of years ago, but hasn't come to fruition yet. And really, what they have is a small device that clips onto your belt, for example, and then you have tags that you attach to each one of your clubs. So you pull a club, get the tag near the device on your belt, so it recognizes what it is. You don't have to do any inputting during the round, which is really a big advantage. It doesn't slow you down. You're not marking off, am I in the fairway? Have I gone left? Have I gone right? Am I on the green? It keeps track of all of this, so you don't have to take the extra step and kind of lose focus from your game.
Wow, that's like almost a virtual caddy as far as keeping track of your stats. You have a virtual statistician on the course with you.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it looks like it's got a very nice interface. Folks should check it out. I think you can pre-order them now. We haven't received ours yet, but that'll be definitely one that we're looking forward to checking out in the future.
Very cool. Our steam whistle topic of the night is the best golf app for the smartphone. We've had a number of people tweet in at us. DeBoer's Golf, who is our title sponsor, they love the Ping Tour app for putting, and we talked about that a couple of weeks ago with them. But a lot of people tweeting in about Golf Logics, and that is one of their favorite apps. We've got a number of people mentioning that one. For you, which one is the best out there?
Well, we at Critical Golf have liked almost since, this has been a while now since their first version, but it's the Golf Shot app. This is something we've used quite a bit in the past and continue to use. It's a very easy to use app, has nice interface, easy to review statistics. We really like that one.
Norm, I noticed that on the site there's not, particularly drivers or wedges, and I actually think that's a smart idea for you. The golf game is so personal. If somebody is looking for a set of clubs, they should just go see their local pro, get fitted, or go to one of the very many stores. I know DeBoer's here in town is excellent at fitting you for clubs, so I think that people should do that. But we did get an email in from Jenny, and she says, just wondering if you guys have ever had any angry manufacturers call you or email you or approach you about a bad review.
Yeah, so this absolutely happens. This is one of the reasons why we prefer being, we're separate from the companies, right? We're not taking advertising dollars or anything like that, and we can just write what we actually feel about the products. And sometimes they truthfully haven't been very happy, and we've had PR folks who have sent us reams of reviews written by people on different websites and magazines and forums, and they will send us all and say, no, see, we really have a great product, and what can we say, right? We didn't see it quite the same way. So it is funny, but it can make for some uncomfortable conversations, definitely. But you just got to stick with it. I mean, that's one of the things we pride ourselves, about Critical Golf, having unbiased reviews. We want people to trust us and be able to come to the website and know that, they're going to get the truth and not something that's watered down.
Oh, that's excellent. Is this something that, how much was golf part of your life before you got involved with Critical Golf?
Quite a bit, really, and it was enough that I was starting to, take a serious look at these different devices and think, okay, maybe I can get in the general vicinity of 150 yards now, so maybe I should think about purchasing a laser or a GPS. So it was kind of as my game was slowly evolving that I started to look at equipment, and that got me involved, excited about starting Critical Golf, really. But I played quite a bit then, and I still do now.
Outstanding stuff. Great conversation today, Norm. I really appreciate it. You're down in the San Francisco area. As I mentioned, I got some family, so I'll look you up when I get down there to play some
Please
golf.
Do.
People can find out more information at criticalgolf.com and follow them on Twitter @criticalgolf. Thanks again, Norm.
Thanks, Dean. Appreciate it.